The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. The message for this day is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. This will be the first reading. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was covered the surface of the water, depth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The second reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. And here it reads, "I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own, but He will speak whatever He hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, because He will take from what is Mine and declare it to you." Here ends the second reading. Brothers and sisters, you shall remember that the message of last Sunday was focused on accession. Accession, the time of darkness. For the disciples, there was no hope. There was despair. The disciples were ready to go home to Galilee. Most of them had to return to Galilee because there was no more perspective, no more reason to remain in Jerusalem. But today, the day of Pentecost, darkness has been removed, and the disciples can now see. They can now see because darkness has been removed. Fear has been removed. This can be better seen in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 and the following. In this passage, I want to just highlight two important elements. And the first is that it says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is verse 4. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were speaking in tongues. I just want you to remind you that actually the languages in the past history was a sign, was the cause of confusion. You shall remember that at the Tower of Babel, when the people tried to go to heaven and encounter God, and then God used the languages to confuse the people. But in the time of Pentecost, things were turned all around. The languages became a blessing. The languages became a mean of a blessing, of communication. Confusion was turned into communication. Today we are talking about globalization. I have the impression that this is the time when globalization started, because we hear that the people, many people coming from all corners of the world who are journeying in Jerusalem, each of them heard the message in his own language. And therefore, the languages at that time became mean of communicating the word of God throughout the world. The second element is that Peter addressed the crowd with a message turning despair into hope. And the hope was not just for the disciples crippled by fear. that they have been abandoned by their Lord, their Lord. And he said that not only the disciples, but everyone will receive a vision. And he says, men and women, youth and old people, they will all receive visions. They will receive prophecies. So this means that not the experiences of our lives determine our destiny, but rather God Himself determines what is needed in our lives. What is the sense of the events that we encounter in life? Indeed, where we see nothing but darkness in our lives, the Spirit of God is at work. What our human eyes see or do not see is not necessarily what God is preparing for us. Through said experiences, or beyond our said experiences, the experiences of our lives, there is hope. There is a better future. There is restoration, which our eyes may not see, but God is preparing them beyond what we see. You shall remember that when God has offered, and what we need to do is just to grab what He has offered to us through faith. As I was preparing myself for Pentecost, I kept asking myself, is it a coincidence that Pentecost falls in a time like this, in a time of trial, the time of the corona crisis, not only for my country, but for the whole world? But whether it is a coincidence or that God knows what is going on, what is important is that He has everything in control. God controls everything, all the crises of our lives, including what we are experiencing at this very moment of the corona crisis. In the Greek version, the Holy Spirit is called Paraclete. Paraclete means He who consoles. And therefore, the Consoler has come. The Consoler has come today at the time of Pentecost. I remember in the Swahili song, it is said, Musaidizi. Musaidizi means helper. The helper has come. The one who helps us when we are in trouble. The coronavirus has indeed made so many people suffer in numerous ways. Some have lost their beloved ones. Very many people are suffering of depression after they have received the results of the tests. Fear of contacts, whether they are friends or not friends, because you never know where you may be infected with the corona. Even the powerful people and rich people have been also terribly affected by the pandemic. But I should say that at times of crisis, we usually were asking for help from people from Europe and America. But surprisingly today, they are themselves in difficulties. Who is then going to help who? Not very many. Not very many states in Europe or America or in America are able now to help. And even if they help, it will no longer be much. But despite all this, let us be reminded that the Consoler has come. Not because of our joy, but because of our despair. Because of the troubles we are going through, He comes to console us. He comes to help us. As the Apostle Peter spoke to the crowd, he is also speaking to us today. And we read this in the book of Acts chapter 2. He says, God will pour out His Spirit on all people. And he continues, that He will show wonders. Though we are in time and space far away from Jerusalem, where the event took place, we are nonetheless also heirs of God's wonders. The wonders that God is preparing for His people around the world, they are also meant for us. We are also heirs of those wonders God will be performing in the lives of many people around the world who are suffering from the crisis of the corona pandemic. When we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 4 and also verse 8, we see that Jesus told His disciples to say, remain in Jerusalem. Remain in Jerusalem. And He added, you shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and you shall witness in Jerusalem, shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and at the end of the world. Through the witness of the first apostles, and through the witness of those who followed, namely the missionaries who came to evangelize in our area and all over the world. And through the ministry of pastors and lay engaged in the church, we are also benefiting from God's care, God's wonders, and God's protection, and also God's blessing, which He has prepared for His people, especially those who are faithful with Him, who are faithful and who give hope, who put their hope in Him. Then they will receive the power to survive, to go beyond the present crisis. As we continue on our current difficult journey with the corona and many other trials of our lives, let us be firm in our faith that God is at work, and He is indeed at work. May the Lord bless you all. Amen.